And I want to hear what Mace is going to say. So I was almost going to say, I was going to play this on After Hours yesterday. Okay. I was going to play this on After Hours and I was going to have this discussion. But then we got caught up in different conversations and debates and stuff like that. And so I want to see it because I haven't seen it. And I've seen a lot of people talking about it. And so I wanted to play it and see it for myself. This is Mace and Cameron on It Is What It Is, I guess. And they're speaking on what's going on with Diddy. And so I'm going to fast forward through it.
Sponsored by Players. Underdog is available in more than 30 states. The link in the bio and down when you sign up. I'm Treasure Wilson.
Hello, I'm doing
Stat Baby, along with your hosts, Mace and Camp.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Killer, I'm doing good, man. Reparations is getting closer and closer. I'll be sure to give you your percentage.
I ain't got nothing to do with that money. That's all yours, man. I was on the next boat. Yeah, man. Closer and closer,
Closer and closer. The big payback.
This has been the last year. Has really kind of been the big payback for you, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay. You kind of. Last week, you went destiny. You went destiny. You know what happened yesterday, right?
Yeah, man. That's what I'm trying to say. It's going crazy.
What happened?
I'm gonna let you start. What did you see that happen?
Oh, yesterday was the anniversary of Biggie Smalls' album, 27 years later. That's what I seen yesterday. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that was real. It's amazing that all of this would transpire on that day.
What's crazy is yesterday was Biggie Smalls' 27th anniversary of Life After Death. And it was also the Diplomat Immunity album, 21st anniversary. Shit's going on. Yeah, man. I was just saying this. Yesterday was kind of.
That's eerie, man.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. That's kind of crazy, man. I had no idea that, you know, the internet lets you know, because I don't be knowing these dates for my albums or other people's albums, but they will remind you, man. Yeah. That's all you seen?
In a lot.
I've seen
helicopters, all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
It's a lot of things.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, I'm happy you guys are having a great day and a great.
Let me see if there's anything else in this before I react to it.
Great. Couple of days. So, boom. When speaking on Travis Hunter and Shador.
Okay. So, let me just say this. Let me get my thoughts off on this. I think that Mace is probably one of the closest people to this that can have a valid opinion about how he feels about the situation, right? And I didn't hear Mace say anything derogatory or anything like that. And Mace is having a hell of a run. I mean, let me just give Mace a round of applause. Mace is having a hell of a run. I think, you know, it's great. It's phenomenal. And I think It Is What It Is is a awesome show. Now, with that being said, let me say this also. I think that people are fickle. I think that people are absolutely fickle. And one of the reasons that I think that people are fickle is because, and I said this earlier, but wasn't nobody even rocking with Mace? Y'all turned on Mace. Now y'all love Mace again? When Mace left, don't leave when you hot. That's how Mace screwed up. Ain't that what Ye said? And that was a quote. That was a quotable. Remember when y'all turned on Mace and y'all said that he was a cornball and he was whack for leaving and going to the church? I bet y'all forgot about that part too. Nobody remember that? when I was actually rocking with Mason, I was like, listen, he deserves his time to actually be able to make a decision and find God or whatever it is. Now it's, oh, God protected Mace from what was going on. Come on, man. Come on, man. The general public was not rocking with Mace when he decided to leave and go to church. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Y'all turned on Mace. Y'all turned on Mace. Y'all did. Y'all absolutely did. And matter of fact, not only did y'all turn on him, but y'all criticized him when he came back with the welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. And y'all was not rocking with Mace. Y'all was not rocking with Mace. Y'all did not. No, you didn't. No, you was not. Absolutely wasn't. And y'all was criticizing him, and y'all was saying that, what is he doing on the pulpit, and how could he be preaching the word of God, and y'all was talking about him. Y'all absolutely was talking about Mace. Man, I just can't believe that people is just, they got such short memories of what it was that they was doing and what they was standing on. Y'all turned on Mace. Everybody loved Mace. Y'all loved Mace the whole time. Y'all didn't call him a fake pastor. Y'all didn't say, what is he doing on the pulpit? Y'all didn't say that this was his play in order to get money. Now y'all love him again. I don't have a problem with Mace having an opinion, because Mace was actually, he actually knows Diddy in real life. He's probably the most valid out of everybody to be able to give his perspective or his opinion about it. And even in that, he never wished jail on him. He just said, listen, reparations is about to be due. I have zero problem with what Mace is saying as far as him having an opinion on who it is that he dealt with and at some point had business ties or a relationship with or all of that. But the point that I'm making is that people are fake. The point that I'm making is that people are fake. Listen, if y'all depending on the culture to hold y'all down, don't. Don't. Don't depend on the culture to hold y'all down at all. People will flip on you, and then if you start to win again, they will come back and all of that. People are fake. The culture is absolutely fake. What up, love is the word. The culture is fake. The culture is absolutely. You know, I see people today. I see people today that did a live stream about me, and then they be emailing me for a coaching call today. I seen a guy that showed up on my Monday night platform, and I didn't say nothing. I didn't say one word. I knew who he was. I seen him say some negative stuff about me online. And the next thing you know, he was trying to promote his channel on my live stream, saying, Anton, I rock with you. Word? You didn't rock with me last year when the whole Pearly things dropped off. You didn't rock with me last year. That's the same thing that I see happening. It's the same thing that I see happening. The culture is trash. Everybody fake. Everybody is fair weather fans. And people switch up every day, and then they have a short memory. They don't remember who they voted for. They don't remember who they talked about. They don't remember who they had beef for. They don't remember who they had smoke for. But see, they didn't know that you was going to still be winning. They didn't know that you was still going to be winning. They didn't. They forgot. I didn't forget, though. I didn't forget, though. I just deleted the email. Nah, we not going to do no coaching calls. We good. We straight. No beef, no smoke. We not going to do no coaching calls. Nope. I don't reach out to the people. I don't reach out to people that I didn't rock with. Uncle Luke said it on Forgotten Kings. Let me pull it up. I'll pull it up really quickly. No worries. A Let's see. Uncle Luke, Forgotten Kings. Man, this is a long, long thought, long little rant. This is a long rant. I'll see if I can play some of it and we'll go from there. Let's see if it shows.
When you sign up to these major companies, these major corporations, and they make you a billionaire, and you're doing all kind of wild shit around them and all kind of wild shit with them, and they make you a billionaire, they feel like they made you. They feel like they made you. So when you go rogue and you get to the point where you go to talking that shit about suing them, and acting like and talking all that wild shit about you this and you that, and you suing them and they treating you some kind of way, and when you go rogue, them people coming.
What's up, everybody? This is the world.
Okay, let me know your thoughts.
I mean, y'all tell me how y'all feel about the Diddy situation. I ain't going to be out there piling on the man. That's fucked up. You know, I don't wish that shit on nobody. Mm. It's obvious that he has some situations happening. And people are out there and he got to deal with it. But I'm curious to ask y'all something, right? When the last time y'all seen any federal organization raid a motherfucking house in the daytime?
I said the same thing. I said the same thing. But nobody want to ask the questions. The only thing that people want to do is automatically just say this, that, and that. I said the same thing. Let me just play it.
In broad daylight. They normally come, when the fans come, they be like 4 o'clock in the morning when you sleep and shit. And then, don't they raid your house? And they have a search warrant and they have something, they want to lock you up? That's kind of interesting to me. You know, they all the guns and the tanks and shit for some cell phones.
And the news organizations was called. Helicopters was already circling. Reporters was already set up. They made sure that they pulled the kids out and cuffed them and brought them out in front of the cameras. They didn't sit them down. They didn't sit them down on the floor in the kitchen. They didn't sit them down on the floor in the hallway. They made sure that they pulled both children out, cuffed them, and put them in front of the cameras. And they had news crews and organizations in both locations at the time that it happened at both times. Come on, man. Come on. And they had their big jackets on and their skinny jeans. And they had their glasses and they was all talking outside in front of the cameras and then conversating with each other. Come on, man. Y'all telling me that this is just what we seeing on the news. That's just.
I know I'm from the hood. And I know, boy, back in the days you were doing some wild shit, then you had to worry about them people coming at night, at early in the morning. You know what I'm saying? They come while your ass sleep, and then they come and get you. Cause they wanna have a conversation with you. Even in the movies.
Then they let you fly.
Even
off
in the fucking movies,
too, right?
They raid at night. Broad daylight, 12 o'clock in the daytime. I'm going through a lot of documents in this garage. See, I keep all the documents. You never know when you need them, especially the release forms. See, the difference is I used to Let me just say this, right? If there was anybody hurt or anybody violated or anybody treated any type of way or by anybody in any of them situations, you know, that shit go to court and it comes out. And if your ass did something wrong, then your ass need to go to jail. Right? I'm a firm believer of that because, you know, everybody got daughters. Ain't nobody want nobody violating their daughter.
Facts.
But at the same time, we have to understand that there's some trifling people out here. There's some people out here that are trying to get over. I've had many people, right? I've had people try to get over on me. I've had people say, oh, Luke hit me in the head with a bottle. Luke hit me and beat me up. This Luke baby. Luke did this. But see, I was a smart dude. That's why when y'all see the Freak Nick and all that, and y'all see all this footage, and you'll probably see Galveston, and you'll see Daytona Beach. I filmed everything.
Yep, me too.
They tried to jam me up in South Carolina. The woman then went on stage and did some wild shit. And then all her friends start talking about she did some wild shit. Then she go to the law talking about, oh, Luke did this to me. And then I had a release form. The police called me up, say, yo. Mind you, I never do nothing. I always stand to the side. Yo, still I have a lady that's filing a complaint. And I say, I got a release form of the individuals who signed the release to get on stage and dance with the girls. Is her name on this list? Bam. Yeah. Matter of fact, and I got video. So don't come to me with that shit.
Protect yourself, fellas. Protect yourself, fellas. Be very careful. Don't put yourself in a bind. Make sure you get consent, release forms, consent forms, non-disclosure agreements, and just one more thing. Confidentiality agreements. Make sure you get them all. And make sure you get everything. Get them signing it on camera. The whole nine yards. Don't even put yourself in a position at all.